Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, just like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on this call-in number, which is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House. Thank you for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you are listening to the almost 140 archive shows. They're all there on the Blog Talk Radio site for you to go in at your leisure whenever you have the time and whenever you feel inclined to go pick a topic, sit down, have a good listen to the channel topics. We've been on air weekly shows 2.5 years now, the Posse of Angels and myself, and we have loved bringing forth these channel topics for everyone, and ourselves included. Now, there's just a quick reminder here that the Posse of Angels and I have been channeling transformative, life-changing messages for clients for 11 years. And these messages have helped clients bring about clarity, finding direction and purpose to their lives. So whether the client was experiencing going through a divorce, going through grief, having financial concerns, or looking to finally break free from their thoughts and perpetuation of the illusion of low self-worth and not being honoring and deserving, or perhaps being in lack along with other concerns. And you can book your own amazing intuitive counseling session with me, Claire Candy Hoff. Now, you can do this locally in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally, as I have a huge client base that's all over America and also overseas internationally as well. If you want to book your own amazing intuitive counseling session or that angel reading, you can call me after the show at Angel Healing House. And that number after the show to call on is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, if you'd like to receive my inspirational and enlightening channeled monthly angel newsletters that feature these amazing channeled topics that can bring us closer to experiencing joy and bliss and peace and unconditional love for ourselves and others, you can send me your request along with your email again to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, I just sent out my wonderful August newsletter, which was entitled You Cannot Fail, which so many clients and students have told me that when they read it, the newsletter made them feel so much better. The channeled messages from the Posse of Angels helped them to truly see their life from a higher perspective and highlighted how some of them had been judging their lives by yardsticks based on others' perceptions and illusions. Now, if you are a regular listener to the show, you know I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic. So those callers which are holding, the first one is going to be 313. The next one is 661. Those two callers that dropped out, the 702-718, call back in, and I'd love to take your calls for that free angel reading. So let's see what the topic entitled today is. It's You Are Exactly Where You Are Meant to Be. So to begin, I'd like to pay a tribute to the very diverse group of clients and dear friends whose lives have been touched by myself and Angel Healing House and the Posse of Angels. For instance, this international speaker in Los Angeles wrote, "It's not too often you meet and have a session with somebody who walks the walk, is authentic, and the real deal. He just had a session with me, and he recommended my work. He said, if you're looking for a tune-up or a healing, go to Claire. Her work is spot on. I highly recommend it. No BS here, as she is the real deal." And that international speaker in Los Angeles is David Matthew Brown. Then there was this naturopathic practitioner near Sydney, Australia. And she said, Candy worked at my naturopathic healing practice in Australia in 2007 and was a sought-after healer and practitioner as she worked with Reiki and Angel Healing. I personally had a few sessions with Candy, and she really hit home and my clients absolutely loved her. We miss her here in Australia. She taught me expertly the Master Teacher Reiki training degree, and I have been able to go on and consistently help people using the skills and training that I received from her. She knows her subject very well, is a very kind and patient, intuitive, overall a beautiful, loving person. And that naturopathic practitioner is named Leslie Nicholson, and as I said, she lives near Sydney, Australia. One more. Then there was this lovely Ayurvedic Indian practitioner in Santa Barbara, California. She wrote one 20-minute energetic healing session with Candy. It was enough to get rid of debilitating migraines. I experienced the wonderful floating sensation in my whole body and the muscles in my head and neck and shoulders relaxing as Candy did her angelic energy work on me. Candy has been a great blessing in my life. Her intuition, her honesty, yet deeply loving counseling is healing and is helping me come into my wholeness every day. And that Ayurvedic practitioner is named Aparna. Did you notice that these clients and colleagues are not only diverse because of what they do, but they reside in very different areas? And while the world has certainly gotten much smaller with our ability to connect over the internet, they have another thing in common, as each one of them was in the part of the world that God told me to move to. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to emphasize the last part of that sentence, that God told me to move to. For my husband Pete and I have faithfully followed the voice of God to move continents, move cities, and we've done this several times in the last 6 years. And when we were sent the signs to move, the Posse of Angels stated very clearly that God wished for us to be in our new location in order for us to be of best service. You know, there's a saying that goes, life happens while we're making plans, or, you know, we make plans and God laughs. The Posse of Angels wonders why so many of us spend our time wishing that our lives would be different by thinking that somewhere over there would be more beneficial and would make us happier than being here in this present moment. Many people scheme and they organize and they plan and they put much hard work and effort in figuring out how they can move from there here where they are so that they can be there or somewhere else so that things will be better for them or will improve. Now the Posse of Angels is chiming in and they're saying, you are not where you are by happen chance. You are there because that is where you are divinely meant to be. Through connections, known and unknown, those that you are conscious of, and so many more that so many of us are unconscious of and may never discover why, the angels have carefully orchestrated for each of us to be where we are for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. You know, being of best service for some is the same for each one of us, but the way we serve and where we are divinely led to be maybe is varied and uniquely individual for all the billions of people on our beloved planet Earth. Being of best service for some may be remaining in the same town that they were born in and working or establishing a successful business and staying there till they cross over. And then there are others like myself. Until now, I've been a mystic walk-in wanderer, going wherever God sends me, as I signed up to go where God tells me to go, no questions asked, to be of the very best divine service I can be. And whether we stay put in one place or we wander the globe, The Posse of Angels wishes to remind us that there is a higher purpose for each of us being where we are. And most of the time, with our eyes trained and focused on life being better for us somewhere else, we remain blind to all the ways we can be of service exactly where we find ourselves. Now, for instance, by example, just this past week, I read about a man named Don Ritchie, who lived in the Watson's Bay area of Sydney, Australia. He lived there for 50 years in a home overlooking the Pacific Ocean, and he died this week at the age of 86. For those who may not know, Watson's Bay is at the entrance to the magnificent Sydney Harbor, which is not only known for its beauty with the famous Opera House backdrop and Sydney Harbor Bridge, but the entrance to the harbor with its sheer cliffs is also known for its unusual amount of suicide, and it has acted like a magnet to draw people to it that have lost hope. With his home overlooking this picturesque view of these sheer cliffs, as he's lived there since 1964, many people have called Don Ritchie the Angel of the Gap because of his uncanny ability to persuade people not to jump off the cliff at this notorious Australian suicide spot. With his calm and caring manner, he saw them and he offered them a sympathetic ear by engaging them in conversation and talking them away from the ledge and out of suicide. He said that his ambition was always to get them away from the edge and just give them the opportunity for a moment to reflect by taking time and maybe realizing that just because things look bad now, that tomorrow would herald a brand new day for them. He would spot would-be suicides from his picturesque window from his home, and he'd slowly walk across the road to them at the cliff's edge and say, "Only these mere words, can I help you in some way?" Afterwards, he would invite them back to his home for a chat, and occasionally, years and years later, they would return to thank him for saving their life. Such a quiet, humble man, Don Ritchie never spoke about his role in stopping the countless suicide attempts until later in his life, just in case it encouraged other people to suicide. But once he did tell others about his experiences, he said that it helped people realize the power of a kind word, a simple smile, taking a moment to listen, offering a helping hand, and that people shouldn't be afraid to speak to someone who they think might be in trouble or in need. In this way, he helped save over 500 despairing souls, usually with little more than a compassionate question and a kind offer to help them in some way. Afterward, he brought them back to his house, gave them something to eat, a hot cup of coffee or tea, and provided an atmosphere of support. After he passed away, Don Ritchie's daughter said that he was a mixture of strength and compassion, just an everyday person who did an extraordinary thing for many people that saved their lives without any want of any recognition. The Posse of Angels was smiling as I spoke about Don, and they are confirming that it was absolutely no coincidence that he was divinely led to buy this home, overlooking those sheer, magnificent cliffs, as he was meant to be there to be of service to those individuals who had lost hope. Much like Mr. Ritchie, who was divinely led to own this particular home, each and every one of us is given the signs as to how God and the angels wish for us to serve. Yet the majority of people miss the forest for the trees as they see life as an opportunity to get somewhere so that they can accomplish an achievement of expectation. You know, the funny thing is that once this certain achievement is done, many turn their attention toward the next thing on their list to be accomplished. With their eyes myopically trained on the list of things, there's very little room left for opening up to be able to clearly see the way that God wishes for us to serve exactly where we are. And so much of that never, ever makes it onto our to-do lists. The Posse of Angels is saying that life is not a series of opportunities to get somewhere, but that life is a series of opportunities to be somewhere. And if you have had to move many times, perhaps you've needed to be of service to different individuals in different locations. And God sent you a personal invitation to go to a certain place, be a source of light, to help those certain people. You know, this was very much the case when Pete and I followed the voice of God. We moved from our home in Queensland, Australia, to the Monterey Bay area of California in December 2007. Within a few days, I was synchronistically given signs and led to people who extolled the wonderful supportive networking business group, the Professional Women's Network. After a few meetings, I had connected with many women, and many of them booked sessions with me. This happened so fast that after only 1 month, my weekly clientele was almost double to what it was when my healing practice was busiest back in Australia. After a while, I noticed something very interesting. A commonality with most of my clientele was that they were involved in the healing arts as either Reiki masters, hypnotherapists, naturopaths, acupuncturists, massage therapists, dentists, nurses, and so many others. It seems to me that they were brilliant in talking the talk, but their debilitating emotional and physical illnesses demonstrated that they were not particularly good at walking the walk, as they had not translated their teachings to their own personal lives. After our sessions together, they were able to turn their well-trained eyes and their spiritual awareness not only to teach others, but to turn it within themselves, to clearly see the deep, painful, unresolved issues that were causing the unwellness and hardships in their health and relationships, especially with their relationships with themselves. As soon as I had seen these practitioners in the healing arts, it was then that my husband and I began to receive signs from God to move down to Santa Barbara, even though we had only been in the Monterey Bay area for 6 months. And while I had rapidly built up my business, once again, Angel Healing House with teaching Reiki and attuning several Reiki students to master teacher degree, seeing clients and holding meditation nights and workshops, I knew deep in my heart that my time of service had been completed only after a short while, and I knew that God was calling me to move on and fulfill His will of how and where I should be of best service in the next place. It's interesting to note that when I arrived in Santa Barbara in a very short time again, I was shown the signs that opened up other organizations and connections that brought me ways to be of service, and also allowed other people to be of service to me, because service is not a one-way street. But before we go on to speak more about today's topic entitled, You Are Always Where You're Meant to Be, let's go take some of those phone calls. You're on the line, 313 with Angel Healing House. Thank you for holding, and who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, honey. How are you, Sherelle?
Hi, Sherelle. So what's happening
in
Sherelle's lovely life?
Nothing. Just want a new job.
That's
what's going on. Looking for employment, new job.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. The funny thing is the Posse of Angels are saying that you don't have to look for anything. What you're doing, they've already heard your prayers. They've heard you beg. They've heard you plead. They've heard you cry. They've heard you ask nicely. And they're saying that your prayers will be answered. But what you're doing now is you have fallen back into worry and stress and lack by putting your emphasis on, well, that's right, I know, that's what they're telling me, that you're putting your emphasis on not having that job.
Because, you know what, I go through so much stress at my current job. It's like I stress more at work than out of work. And it's just so stressful. I've been applying, and it's like nothing coming my way. So I get to worry, like, nothing is going to come my way. I've been applying. I've been doing my part on my half. And it's just so stressful being at this current position. I've been trying to look for another position, and I just can't deal with it no more.
Okay. All right, Sherelle, I'm going to tell you what the posse of angels are telling me. You can't receive something while your hand is full. Sometimes, I'll give you an example. Sometimes women stay in loveless marriages. Sometimes they stay in relationships, abusive and dishonoring relationships, and they want a different love to come along, but they can't step forward and bring that new love to themselves unless they honor themselves and release what they have already. And the posse of angels are not telling you to leave your job, but they're saying that in some cases, in order to receive something, you have to let go of what you have. If you are being dishonored and you are being disrespected in your current job, they're saying that this is, those energies of dishonor are stopping anything new from coming into you.
Yeah, because I just want to just get up and leave, but I don't have no other type of income other than this. And it's just so stressful. I'm sorry, but it's just too much in this place.
Okay, they're showing me the Fool card, and the Fool card has nothing to do with being a fool. It has to do with allowing yourself to take a leap of faith and faith in faith in God, that you're a child of God and you will be provided for. They're showing me you at the precipice of this magnificent cliff, and they're saying, Sherelle, jump off. They're saying you will be guided, your angels are around you, and you will be protected. If somebody is in a dishonoring, disrespecting, abusive, or if the alarm bells, you've known that where you are, the alarm bells have gone off for a very long time and told you that it's not honoring here, and now they're becoming louder and louder and louder for you to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know if I leave this current job, they is going to be very disappointed in me, but I just cannot wait till I get a phone call, an interview, and I've been applying since the last year, and I have not gotten no call back in the whole year.
Okay. What sign are you, Sherelle?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. The posse of angels are saying that it is your time now, but you cannot, once again, they're showing me your hand is full. And they're saying they have tried to give you leads and signals and signs, but because your energies are so full of the dishonor and disrespect and that you're feeling, you could not have connected with the more positive, optimistic energies of this new situation. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out for you.
So how do they connect with me when you say they tried? So how do they connect with me?
Well, they tried to show you signs in the present moment, but you've been so worried and so stressed and feeling so awful that you're either in the past reliving that sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, regret. Or in you're in the future. You're worrying, you're stressing, you're controlling.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. And the funny thing about it is they're showing you, they're showing me to show you that position is there for you already. It's
and
there.
What is it?
They're not saying. I'm sorry, Sherelle, but they're not saying. They're saying this is all about faith.
This is all about faith.
The first card that comes out of you is the Magician. This couldn't be an any clearer indication that you are the alchemist. Every minute of every single day, you say, thank you, Lord, for this magnificent, wonderful, extraordinary job of mine where I get to work with like-minded people. I get to be monetarily remunerated for my gifts and talents. I work in a beautiful location. Bring your energies up. You're the alchemist. You are the magician. You've allowed your energies to be in such disparate opposite to what
I'm
you want.
I'm about to do some clearing, some meditating clearing. I need to clear myself because I'm just so stressed. It's just this job, the main thing that's stressing me out. Like when I come in here, my whole spirit go down. I'd be so happy before I come in here. When I come in here, my spirit go down.
How do you expect to have the life of your dreams when you have such low energies? Okay, the next one is the Two of Pentacles. This is you balancing, doing a balancing act. Your energy is so low, and you have such a bright, shiny nature that you're always balancing. It's time to get your life back in balance, and the burdens that you're carrying around with the Ten of Wands shows me that this is all self-induced. So all the Posse of Angels are saying to you, change your energies within, my dear, and your reality will change. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, and I will because my spirit is not like this, stressed, depressed.
No.
I'm more bubbly and happy and bright.
Thank you, Sherelle, for your call. God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day,
Take
sweetie.
Care. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Sherelle. And that goes for each and every one of us.
You're welcome.
We can't have the life of our dreams. I was just going to say thank you so much to Sherelle because we can't have the life of our dreams those dreams that are positive, that are optimistic, that are wonderful, if we don't have those energies inside of ourselves that are abundant. Let's go to our next caller, 661. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry. Where are you calling from?
From Valencia, California.
Oh, Valencia, California. Okay, so how has life been for Terry?
Life has been a challenge. I am going through a big transition right now. I'm reinventing myself. So I have made conscious decisions not to go back to certain things, even though it's really scary, right, because in the past, through these jobs, even though I wasn't serving my best and it didn't make me happy, I was making lots of money. And now I'm moving into wellness and just got a job, part-time job as a personal trainer, trying to get some practical experience and then also working on my own wellness programs for women that I hope to kind of launch in September.
That's wonderful. Do you have a website?
I don't have a website yet.
Okay. I don't know why they're pointing. What's the name of your business?
I'd like to brand myself, and so it's going to be short and simple. It's just going to be Terry Allen Wellness.
Okay. Well, the Posse of Angels are saying, as long as you keep yourself small, sweetheart, you're going to be small. They're saying they're showing me that they're throwing out their arms and they're going, you have no idea. Because of the honoring that you've done in your life, walking away from that which does not serve you, and this is a great call on the heels of Sherelle, who just said she doesn't want to leave this dishonoring job, you know, because she has a job, but the new will not come in. They're saying, now that you've honored yourself, have you done this with relationships as well?
Yeah, the guy that I used to be engaged to, I've said no to him too. We're not going to have a life together.
Okay, all right. They're saying that, and they're applauding you. They are applauding you for honoring who you divinely are and drawing a line in the sand and saying, I will not live in dishonor, compromise, and settling anymore. And they're saying, now it's like they're showing me like you're a newly hatched chick, like you're like a newly born lamb. And you're looking around, and they're saying, it's your time to throw your arms open and to live as big as you possibly can. They're saying the only reason that you would A, not succeed at something is because your fear of stepping into your greatness.
Okay.
And that doesn't have anything to do with being superior. That has mm-hmm. to do with your divine connectedness with who you are. The sky, yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying the sky's the limit. They're saying get ye a website. You can even get free websites now. Everybody on this planet, if they're going to be known, you know,
mm-hmm.
the first thing people will say is, what's your website? What's your website?
Sure.
You know, and then from there, do you have any brochures? Do you have any business cards?
Working on that, you know, like to design a logo and, you know, again, keeping it all, you know, the phrase that's come to me more and more as I get older is less is more. So just
okay.
keeping things simple.
Okay. But you have to at least for the angels, the angels can only send us the movement, the matching movement that we put out into the world. So when I say business cards, you can order 250 free business cards online,
mm-hmm.
you know those brochures and things like that. They don't have to cost a lot of money, and the website certainly can be done for free. There are lots of Tumblr and lots of different things, but it's for you to make the movement. It's like you're throwing that pebble in the pond of life, and the ripples are going out. And each time you do that and step into your greatness, or step into how extraordinary you are, and you show the world, then it'll keep coming back tenfold and tenfold with everything that you do and everything that you believe in yourself. So get a name for your business, you know, a brand that, whatever that takes to get your name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the cards. You have done so much. They just said, don't stop short of greatness. That's a lovely
okay.
thing for them to say. You know, it's like you've run 98, what they're saying, you've run 98.7% of a mile, and you're about to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're, not give up, but you're, you know, it's like those doubts that are coming in. And they're saying
sure.
don't allow them for you to not only finish the race, but they're also saying that we're coming to a very different precipice, all of us, as the first part of our journey here on planet Earth is over, and that was to help as many people as possible to get on the train of ascension, as we've helped and saved and enabled so many. And now we're turning the mirror back on ourselves, and we are stepping forth into our greatness and shining that out to the world. I just posted on my Facebook page a picture of Robin Williams as Mrs. Doubtfire and two of the children he was looking after riding bicycles. And the Posse of Angels reminded all of us that the world is such a much, much brighter place when we share our unique and we share our individual magic with the world. And we shine brighter, and as a result, the world shines brighter because of this. And they're saying, please, Terry, don't ever be afraid to shine your brightness out into the world. The card that came up for you, first of all, is the Ten of Pentacles. And this is not only an abundance card, as it has to do with money, but it also is a richer family life for you. The more you keep taking those baby steps and believing in yourself and expanding who you know yourself to be uniquely true, then you will, your family life will become much richer. But this is not only your biological family. You are going to start to draw people to you as your spiritual family who are going to want to promote you, support you, and encourage you as they are going to bring you opportunities and connections. But they can't do this unless they find you. And they can't find you unless you keep shining your light brightly. The next card that comes out for you is the Patience card. And they do want to stress, when we see ourselves going out into the world and that kind of thing, a lot of people get start taking steps back because they get focused on the bigger picture, on the end result. And there is no end result, because after that end result there's always going to be other things to accomplish. They're saying, just do it, baby step, do what you can, do your best and leave the rest. Do what you can in this minute, in this hour, in this day, and if you're always honoring yourself, you'll be moving towards all those opportunities of those people, promoting you and encouraging and supporting you. The next card that comes out is a wonderful card, very, very sunny, bright reading this one. The Lovers is a choice card. This is not only a choice in a relationship, a romantic relationship, but this is a choice in your business, in your career that you're stepping forward in. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has been. I know that, you know, just like the last caller, I know that a lot of us can get trapped in fear and anxiety and all that, and I battle that too as well. So, but you know, I just have to keep taking little actions every day and seeing where it takes me. But yes, I will get a website, my dear, and I will get some business cards and get that going. I know that's at the top of the list.
And actually, what the Posse of Angels is saying, you can do this exercise a couple of times a day. You know, just get yourself in a nice, quiet place and say, thank you for this new opportunity that's coming to me. I just feel so wonderful about it, and thank you for all the openings. Thank you for introducing me to those people who are going to love me, encourage me, get me, promote me, support me, and encourage me. And it's just, that feels so good because you're opening up to receive those new relationships coming in.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Love it.
Okay. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Terry. And that was very much along the lines of the same caller, Sherelle, in the beginning that we had. So there does seem to be a little bit of a theme, as a lot of shows have that theme, where callers are calling in. It's because so many of us are on the precipice of something new coming into our lives that little bit of fear is stopping us or getting us to just halt and take a look at things, and I love the expression, feel the fear and do it anyway, because when we jump off that precipice in life, two things will happen. Either God and the angels will provide a soft place for us to land, or they will teach us how to fly. Let's go to our next caller, 860. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Hi. And what has Lisa's life been like?
My life in the last year and a half at the age of 55 now has completely fallen apart, and everything I thought that it would be, it is not. And we're in dire straits and finances and whatnot, and just don't know what to do or what I'm supposed to be doing or where to turn. I've considered a lot of things. I've been on permanent disability for some time due to autoimmune diseases, and I've been doing Reiki and all kinds of things to get better, and I am getting better, but what to do when I am better?
Okay, all right. The quick answer that the Posse of Angels are giving you is that please do not put any of your energy on that concern, because how is that working for you? Has that brought a solution?
You mean of what to do with my life?
Yes.
It's not helping.
it certainly is. Okay. Bingo. It's And I don't need to make fun of it, Lisa, in any way, shape, or form, but it's not helping you. What is going to help you most of all, and you know this if you, do you practice Reiki?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you know this from any, go on.
Go ahead. No.
I was going to say,
I actually was trying to find a place to volunteer Reiki at because I can't physically have a business right now, and it's hard to get people to take free Reiki.
I know it is. And the reason you're having difficulty doing that is because the Posse of Angels don't want you to do that. They want you to put your energy, every little scrap of energy, on nurturing and nourishing your soul for no other reason but because you are a child of God and you're worth it. Not because it's going to bring you a job, not because it's going to bring you something. We're not human doings. The energy inside of you needs to be peaceful. It needs to be loving, self-loving. And you love so many other people as a Reiki practitioner, are sending out energy into the world. But you need to do this for yourself just because you're a divine child of God. This is going to be a life-changing thing for you. They want you to let go. I'm just getting shocks over my entire body now. They're calling you Let Go Lisa. Let go. That's your new mantra. My new name is Let Go Lisa. I don't give a flying frog about any of that because if I am not peaceful and self-loving and know that I am a child of God and I deserve to be peaceful and joyful just for the sake of being me, then everything else will be for naught in your life. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you.
My greatest stress has been that my son is taken up with a woman who's taken him away from us, and we haven't seen him in over a year.
That's my only child. I know, but he will return at some stage. But that's his journey. Would you like anybody to tell you the choices that you have to make and how to walk your journey?
Oh, we didn't tell him anything. She just didn't like us around at all. He has no friends, no family at all anymore.
The Posse of Angels are saying if he needs to go down this road, I'm not saying it's not going to work out or not, but if it's going to provide him with contrast and challenges to challenge him like he's never been challenged before so that he can really see who he truly is and provide that contrast, then at some stage he will break away and then he will be able to see things a lot clearer. They want you to bless him and say, I bless you for the choices that you make and the journey that you choose to travel. And those kind of energies are going to bring your energies up and not deplete your energies thinking that what he's doing is good or bad or right or wrong or he should be doing something completely different. This is going to help you enormously, and it's going to help you nourish your soul, Lisa. Now let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. This one just jumped out. So what is this one? Okay, the Fool card. Again, the Fool card. they mentioned the Fool card before. I don't know if you know tarot. The Fool has nothing to do with being foolish. It has to do with being childlike. They want you to see the world with an enchantment, in wonder, in magic, in miracles, in synchronicities. They want you to get on your horse and jump over rainbows and say, and look for the magic in life. Stop putting your focus on those things that bring you down and start to put your focus. This is for everybody, including myself. In every moment, we can spiral ourselves up or spiral ourselves down. Bless your, what's your son's name?
Roberto.
Umberto.
Roberto.
We bless you. We bless you for exactly where you choose to be and the choices that you make and this incredible journey that you choose for yourself to learn your lessons. he didn't go off with this woman because it wasn't karmically, he wasn't supposed to do this. He's living his journey. Allow him to do this and see it from the highest angel perspective you can, and then your energies will skyrocket. And as a Reiki practitioner, you know this from distant healing. If mom's energies are up, then somewhere in the world you will affect your son's energies as well. The next card is the Hierophant. Be the spiritual leader. In the topic that I read out, when I went to the Monterey Bay area, when God led me there, it was amazing how many healing practitioners that came to me in that 6 months and brilliant at teaching other people what to do, but they had not taken those principles and they were not walking the walk. And hence, they had failed relationships and failed and physical illnesses. They want you to be the Hierophant. They want you to be the spiritual teacher and to step forth. And they want you to apply those wonderful spiritual wisdom, that wonderful spiritual wisdom and teachings to your own life. And the next one is, the Ten of Swords. Okay, the Ten of Swords is telling you that it's time to look to the horizon with new eyes and put a finish and an end to any kind of negativity, whether you rationalize it or justify it or logically think of something. They want you to bring yourself down to your heart. It's time to forgive, and it's time to look at yourself with that unconditional love. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Very much so. Thank you so much. God bless you for what you
okay.
do.
Okay. I'm sending you so, so, so many love and so much love and blessing. Take care of yourself, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 651. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. This is Leslie from Minnesota.
Hey, Leslie from Minnesota. How is your life?
Well, I'm continuing to ride the wave here. Lots of changes within self.
Right.
Feeling a little bit stuck. I still feel like I'm blocking some guidance, you know, and what I'm to bring here. I continue to do the work, but I still feel like there's aspects missing.
Mm-hmm.
And to really bring it fully out and, you know, to help or to bring it. And then I question, is it to bring it to the world or is it just for my own self?
You are the world. There is no separation between you and the world.
Okay.
The reason you're stuck is because you're logically in your analytical brain. What sign are you?
Virgo.
Okay. Yeah. My brother's a Virgo. You're in your analytical brain and you're trying to figure this out and they're saying, get out of your head, my sweet dear Leslie. It's not in your head what you're looking for is going to be found. You're trying to think of what to do in order to get to a certain point, and that's why you're stuck. They're saying, stay in the present moment, do something just for the sheer joy of being creative, bringing joy to you, because that's the integral puzzle piece why you're here on the planet. You're here to be joyful. You're here for self-love. You're here to bring forth your gift. You have so many, look at them. They're pointing to your gifts and your abilities and your talents. You don't even realize half of them yet because you're so analytical trying to pigeonhole them. They're showing me the Fool card for you as well, and they're saying, be more childlike and get back into that childlike, wonderful exuberance for life again and stop trying to figure it out. Do you do things that are creative for yourself to bring them forth?
Kind of. I mean, within my meditation, I do my drawings.
Okay.
You know.
Well, they want you to bring that down to the physical, and they want you to start doing the drawings in reality. They're saying that, have you written a book?
No.
Okay. They're saying that you have, you not only have the potential to bring these drawings down and put them in a book, but to use them in some other capacity. And that's not going to be presented to you unless you start doing those drawings on the earth plane and bringing them forth. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Leslie.
Okay.
Okay, the first card is the devil card. It's not about being a devil. This is about bringing things down to our earthly lives, the material, what we can see, feel, hear, touch, smell. Okay, we're not talking about the etheric, about the intuitive. We're talking about bringing it down to the earth plane. And they're saying your life will start to, your reality will start to change when you get out of your head, but you start really bringing these things down to the present moment, to the physical. Your monetary situation is going to change. Once you change your attitude and allow yourself to be creative and enjoy and self-love, you're going to feel more abundant inside. And the Six of Swords is showing you traveling to much smoother waters in your life and things becoming more of an even keel. Your sense of self, your sense of worth, your sense of deservability will change dramatically for because of this. So I hope this has been helpful for you.
Yeah, it has.
All right.
Okay.
Well, have a wonderful day going forth and putting this into practice. I'd love to see your drawings at some stage.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. You look after yourself. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. About wraps our show up for today. Thank you so much for all my callers and listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to this on the archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or maybe download the show for free from iTunes. Now, please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Once again, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the posse of angels, and myself, please do email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session or angel reading either in my office in Los Angeles, California, or nationally and internationally as I use distant healing over phone or using Skype, you can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or again email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And listeners, until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth your beautiful, unique, special talents, gifts, and abilities that you have within yourself, because you will shine brightly and the world will be a much brighter, shiny place because of you shining that forth. Go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.